Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf Hey. We left off on daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah at the very end of the page on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored by Simi and Moshe Kleinman, Lizchus for Shlema for Rachel Malka, Bas Tzertel Shendel, Shishav for Shlema B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss a number of topics. This is the last full daf of the third parak of Maseches Megillah. We'll hopefully get to the end, we'll see. And the Mishnah is going to tell us a number of things that one should not say in their tefillah, because it sounds like derech minus. It's considered to be something that rings of apikorsus. And the Gemara is going to talk about specifically when somebody refers to the Surim of Arayos and explains them as being a mashal rather than being literal, or the Yisur of Molech Lavod Zara being a mashal rather than being literal, that we have to quiet them down in the strongest of terms. The Gemara is going to bring two opinions of what's so bad about saying Al Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha, which is one of the things you're not supposed to say, and what's so wrong with over praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with saying more praises than the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were Mesakin to say for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara is going to discuss that there's a difference between saying word by word over again or repeating an entire pasuk over again when it comes to Kriya Shema. So we're going to talk about different types of repetition during Kriya Shema. Then the Mishnah is going to list various parshos that we read with translations, with Targum, parshios that we read without Targum, and parshios that we don't read at all. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that we would have thought to be concerned for the kavod of various tzaddikim, and therefore not to translate certain stories in Tanakh when we read them, and it's going to tell us that we do translate them. We're going to have machlokas whether we should read about the Toeva of Yerushalayim, negative things of Yerushalayim, and the story of a guy who did, and it turned out that his own family was puzzle. The Gemara is going to say a person has to be very careful about how he answers questions and requests, because from Aaron's answer about the Egel, the Apikorsim were able to say a number of bad things. There are various psukim that are written in an unrefined way, and we read it in a more refined way, a kri and a ksiv, that is where the kri changes it to something that's more refined. And then at the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to tell us how all sorts of mockery is generally aser, unless it's a leitzanusa da avodazara. That when you make a leitzanus out of avodazara, so that's not only permissible, but that's even an encouraged form of leitzanus. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet on Beis, last one on the page, Ha'omer. So says the Mishnah, Ha'omer yivarchu chatovim marezu derech minus. If someone says that the tovim should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is derech minus. Why is that derech minus? So Rashi writes, because she'enu kolol rishayim b'shivcho shel makom. He's saying only the tovim and not the rishayim should be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chachamim lamdu michal v'no sharech hara u'man ha'kas v'itzamani ha'ktar shemitzrich ha'kas v'artzo asan li'osan b'guda achas. The chum derived from the chalbano, which has an awful smell, and yet it's included in the ktores, that you need all different types to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even that which is very negative. So that's going to be considered derech minus, to limit the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to only tovim. Toso says inami. Another possibility is mishum demechsi kishtei reshuyos kolomar elohim tovim, as if you're saying that there are two reshuyos, that there's an elohim tovim, your varchucha tovim, meaning that they should bless only the good God as opposed to the other one. So that's a derech minus, because it looks like you're suggesting that there's more than one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kan tzipor yagiu rachmecha. If someone says that Hashem should Hashem has rachmanus on the kan tzipor, and just like he has rachmanus on a bird to take the mother al abanim, so too Hashem should have rachmanus on us. Or he says val tov yizachar shimcha, for the good that Hashem has done for us, we should be grateful to him. Or modim modim, we say modim twice mishaskin, so we have to quiet such a person down. The Gemara is going to explain what's so terrible about those things. Why we have to be mishaskin or so. So even though when you say divrei Torah, you have to be careful not to be not only what we said mishaskin. So when a person says divrei Torah, he has to be careful that the words of the Torah be understood kipshutam, and that he doesn't say that they're referred to something else, such as v'amechana
Arba Arayos. Someone who says, oh, you know what it means when the Torah says this Arayos or that Arayos? It really is a mashal. It means something else. Mishaskin also, we quiet him down. Ha'omer, a person says, Mizarach lotitein lahaver lamolech, lotitein la'abra bar meyusa. It means, don't be ba'al akutis and be no molech ben la'avodazara. But it doesn't really mean about worshipping molech. Mishaskin also ben azifa. So we quiet him down in the most forceful terms. And because he's changing the kavana of the Torah and is being mechayiv someone who's baal akutis b'mezid b'kares, but he's a person who's not chayiv kares for being baal akutis, so he's actually even more machmir. And when it's b'deidim b'asroi, he'd even be mechayiv misas basin b'shogim be mechayiv chatos. So you have to be meshaskin also b'nezifa. So says the Gemara, why is it that meshaskin also in all these things? Bishlam modim modim. I understand why if a person says modim twice, you have to be meshaskin also the Mexic shtei reshuyos, because it looks like chas v'shalom that there are shtei reshuyos, and he's being moded to both of them. Thank you to this God and thank you to that God. And I understand val tov yizachar shemecha, that if he says that for good we should remember Hashem, so nami demashma that al tov in val ra lo, that implies only for the good and not for the bad. Utnan chayiv adam levarich al ra kishem shum levarich al tova. But we know we have to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu baruch dayina emes, just like we're mevarich al tova when we say hatova ametiv. So I understand why all of those things are not appropriate, right? That's what the Mishnah says in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet, that we're mevarich al ra me'ein hatova. The Mishnah says that we're mevarich al ra me'ein hatova also, meaning when ra'a is going to ultimately lead to tova, we still make a dayana emes right now. When tova is ultimately going to lead to ra'a, we still make hatova ametiv right now, right? The example would be, what is ra'a that's going to lead to tova? Your field gets absolutely flooded, so it ruins this year's crop. Oh, but the ground is now going to be so saturated, it's probably going to be so much more fertile for next year's crop. I still say a baruch dynamis right now. Or what would be a tova that's going to lead to ra'a? You find a mitzia that's extremely valuable, so it's wonderful. But if the melech finds out that you found that mitzia, he's going to take it away from you and he's going to punish you, so it could lead to ra'a. So nevertheless, you say a tova ametiv in the moment. So we have to be mevarich for whatever we're experiencing at that time. So we don't just say al tov yizachar shemecha. I understand that why that's so terrible. Ela al kan sipur yagir rachamecha mai taima. But why is it that it's what's so wrong about saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on the kan sipur? So says the Gemara, pligi batrei amurai b'marava. It's a machlokas between two amurayim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Barav and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chadar mnei shamatil kina b'maisa bereshis, that you're making it sound like Hashem only has rachmanus on the birds and not on the other behemos and chayos. So that causes a certain sense of kina in maisa bereshis. Not only that, even within birds, you only chayv shulach hakein on of tahar. So not on a non-kosher bird, right? That's why a lot of times people find a nest. So there are a lot of challenges to get to the point where you want to have the opportunity to do the mitzvah shlach kein. First of all, it has to be that you find on the derech. If it's in your own property, there is no mitzvah shlach kein, so you need to be mafkir the nest in order to do shlach kein. But also, you need to verify that it's kosher bird. If it's not a kosher bird, then there's no shlach kein. So there's that kina in my separations also. V'chadam, the other one says no. B'nei she'osu midosu shel kodesh baruch hu rachmim. You're turning the mitzvahs of a kodesh baruch hu into rachmim. That the reason for the mitzvah of shlach kein is because Hashem is rachmanus on the ofos. But v'nei nel gzeros. But the reality is that it's really only gzeros to let us know how to serve Hashem properly. But we can't really fully understand. what the reasons. For the mitzvahs are. So the Bnei Yahu and Ben Yoyadis points out that there's a medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, V'lama atinok nima l'shmona yamim shnos HaKadosh Baruch Hu racham alav lahamten lo ad shihei bo kocho ukshem shiracham aval kshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu adam kach racham aval abeheima. The medrash says that why is it that we wait till 8 days to give a baby a bris mila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus to wait till he has a little bit of kochos in order to be able to withstand the bris mila. So we don't do it immediately. And just like Hashem has rachmanus on the baby, so too he has rachmanus rachmanos on a behema. Minayin shnemar miyom shmidi v'halav v'lo od el shomer kodesh baruch hu osvas benolos ishchutu biyom echad. That Hashem says you don't shecht the mother and its offspring on the same day. K'shem shnos kodesh baruch hu rachmal behema kach nesmali rachmal ofos minayin shnemar ki yikari kan tzipra lefanecha. The Medrash says that we have rachman that kodesh baruch hu just like he has rachman on the behemos has rachman on birds as well. How do I know? Shiluach hakein. So you see, Chazal give that reason for the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Over here it says in the Gemara Meshaskin also, the Mishnah says Meshaskin also, and the Gemara says because you're not allowed to bake Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midos into rachamim. So he says now everyone could explain reasons for mitzvos, and you could even say that it's rachamim, but that's only for yourself and for and even for other people because it's not muchrach that is the reason, and it could be that it's only gzeros. But when you tell Hakadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we're talking this series of Mishnayos is like what you would say in tefillah, that you're going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I know that in tefillah, just like you're having rachmanos, so to explain to yourself, to explain to your talmidim, to explain, you know, what the tamei mitzvah are, okay, that's how the Sefer HaChinuch made a living, by explaining the reasons for mitzvahs. Right, that's Rambam Mor Nevuchim. We always do that. We always try to give tamei mitzvos, but to incorporate that as part of tefillah, that would be a terrible thing. That we're not allowed to do. So that's what it means that he makes the midos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu into rachamim. Really, it's einan ela gzeros. So the Gemara tells the story. Yehuda Nachas kamei to Rabba. There was a person who was davening for an amud by Rabba. So Amar Atachas al Kantipur, and he started formulating his own tefillos. So you said you have rachmanos on the kantzipor, and you told us not to take the emal abanim. So ato chus rachim aleinu. So Hashem should have rachmanos on us as well. Amar Rabba, kama yada haimer abanu l'rutzuy l'mare. This person really knows how to daven so nicely that he's mispalel properly in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar le'abayi v'mshaskel also tonight. What do you mean he's davening properly? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you quiet a guy down when he says something like that. V'Rabba, when Rabba was praising him, lechadude la'abayi hu deba. He just wanted to see if Abaye was paying attention. He was trying to sharpen Abaye by giving that compliment, but obviously it was not correct for the person to daven in that way. So I hope somebody corrected him at some point, but really it was not proper for him to daven that way. There was a person that was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina, Amar, and he said, incorporated into his Shmona Esrei, if not in his Shmona Esrei, the Rashba writes in Brachos Talmud Gimel, you're allowed to be Mosif in the Shevach HaMakom when it's not in Shmona Esrei, but this person incorporated into Shmona Esrei, Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, HaAdir, VaChazak, VaAmitz, and he started saying all of these adjectives to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Leih, so Bichanina said, Siyamtinu L'Shvachei Demarech, have you finished? Have you said everything that there is to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning you're incapable of saying everything that there is to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashta Hani Tlasa, even the three Shvachim that we actually say in Shmona Esrei, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, he loved the Kasvinu Moshe Barayis, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them in the Torah of Knesset HaGadol V'Tekninu, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were masaking them as part of the tefillah, and not lo amrin luhu. We would never be able to say them. V'atam kulehai, and you're going to add on and throw in so many more adjectives. So you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Chanin explains the reason you're not allowed to do that. Mashal Adam Shailo Elif Alfei Alafim Dinari Zav V'yimakal. No, so dinari kesef. It's like a person has thousands of dinari zav, and they praise him that he has dinari kesef. Lo ganayu lo. Isn't that beneath his dignity? We can't even begin to fathom what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So we're going to describe with, oh, I have five adjectives, I have six adjectives. Doesn't matter how much of a master of the English or Hebrew language you are, you're not going to be able to fully describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, it's going to be a ganai if you try. Sometimes people have no hasaga, right? Even in the world here, they have no asaga of how wealthy the person is. Oh, that person drives a nice car. He owns three yachts. What do you mean he drives a nice car? So they have no asaga. So kavuchomer ben b'losh kavuchomer lahavdil the asaga of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. We're not anywhere near that league to begin to be masig what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. So once we mention this ma'isa in front of Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara brings another meimra of Rabbi Chanina. Am Rabbi Chanina kol bidei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. Shemayim. Anything that happens to a person is all Bidei Shemayim. It's all up to him, except for Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is all up to, I'm sorry, is all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not up to you whether you're an Asher or an Ani, whether you're short or tall, whether you're everything that happens in life, it's all Bidei Shemayim, except for Yir Shemayim, where it's up to each and every individual to decide whether he's going to have Yir Shemayim. Shemar Vatayi Sol Ma'ashem Elkech Sholmeimach. That the one thing that you have to, that Hashem asks from you, that Hashem asks from each and every one of us, is Yira Shemayim. So that was the Maisa we just told at the Smichas Chavish here on Tuesday night, the Maisa with Rav Vadi Yosef, when he's trying to convince a parent not to pull their child out of the yeshiva to a secular school that has a stronger secular education. Where he said, what's the secular education for? Because you're hoping the kid is going to get a good job, you're hoping he's going to have parnasa. That's Bidei Shemayim. Nothing you do is going to change whether he has parnasa or doesn't have parnasa. Okay, you do some ishtadlus, but that's all Bidei Shemayim. The one thing that we actually control is Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim is the only thing we control. That's where our ishtadlus has to be placed. But anyway, says the Gemara, from the Lashon of Ma'ashem Elokech Shol, what does Hashem ask from you already? So it sounds like Mechal Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. It sounds like Yira is a small thing, that it's not a big deal. What does Hashem ask from you already? Just some Yira Shemayim. Says Gemara, in Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, he's the one, he's the speaker in the pasuk. So Milsa Zutrasihi. It is in fact something that's a small matter, and therefore the pasuk is able to say such a lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying it to himself. He was saying it to Klal Yisrael. For them, it was a davar gadol. But he nevertheless was speaking from his own perspective, apparently, to say it in such a language, which is interesting. You would think that he would speak on a level that they would understand. So the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel asked the question: Atu Yira Milsa Zutrasihi? V'Amar Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rishum Meichai Ein La LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Kenazav Ela Otzer Shel Yira Shemayim. The Gemara Brachos asks a different question. That is, it the Milsas Zutrasi? But didn't Rabbi Chanina tell us in Yom Rishum Meichai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in his most treasured possession is Yiras Hashem? So Sfasema says, according to that, he raised the question, what's the Gemara's answer? That Legabe Moshe, it's Milsas Zutrasi. So why does Rabbi Chanina say, in Lola HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Otzer Shalir Shemayim, that something that Legabe Moshe he has things that Legabe Moshe are not small, which is more than Yir Shemayim. So we suggest that Be'emes, the pasuk is not maskir only Yir Shemayim. It says Leleches b'chol drachav la'avoso la'avos Hashem Elokech b'chol vavach b'chol nafshcha. All of these things come al yedei Yir Shemayim. So when Rabbi Chanina says Yir Shemayim is the otzer, it means that through that all of these other things come. It doesn't mean that Yir Shemayim fundamentally is something that is so hard to come by. It's just that it's the oats are, it's ki'ilu, it's the receptacle through which everything else, all of the other qualities that we hope to have, are incorporated inside Yira Shemayim. Nachlas Yaakov raises the question, Parshas Ekev, who cares that Legabe Moshe is a milsh? The pasuk has other things, and also the pasuk has other things besides for Yira Shemayim. It should have said about all of those things, La'aves Hashem, etc., that Atu milsh. So he says, Al derech mashal, a person wants to give a matana to a melech. So he asks the king's friend, what should I give him? And he says, well, what are you able to give? 50 matbeos, 100 matbeos, 1,000 matbeos? Is any of that going to make a difference to the king? So he wouldn't say the in the opposite direction. What can you give? 1,000 matbeos, 100 matbeos, 50 matbeos? You say, hakal tchila. So the Gemara is medayik that if Moshe says, kiyim liyira first, that must be the kal of all of them, meaning if it's liyira and lavalas Hashem Elokecha, liyira must be the most kal of all of them. So that's why the Gemara says atu yira milsus azutrasihi, that even if you learn kol haTorah, if there's yira Hashem, then it works. Otherwise, it's not. So the Gemara says legabe Moshe is milsus azutrasi because he was shalem with midas hayira. So since legabe Moshe Rabbeinu was a davar pashut, so he said it bepshitos, like the person who has who in his place kesef is more chashuv than zav, and he speaks to a person who in his place it's the opposite, so he's going to say the chashivas of his own place. So Moshe was saying b'pshitus b'tchila, initially the yira, because that was more pashut to him, that was something that was more clear to him, that was more that was easier for him. So anyway, so the Gemara says further now A mashal of a person who they ask him for a kli gadol v'yeshlo, and he happens to have it, domo lov kli katan. So if you have it, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Katan ve'enlo, but if they ask you for something very small and you don't have it, domo lov kli gadol, then it seems like a kli gadol, right? You have some documents that you need to staple together. I need a stapler. What? You need one little staple? When you don't have it, it seems like a big deal. But if you have it, what's the big deal? You know, you have thousands of staples. It's no problem. Amar b'seira, Amar shema shema ka'omer modem modem dami. If a person says shema twice, it's as if he says modem twice, and therefore mishaskim also, because also it looks like he's speaking to shtei rishuyos. So meisve, so the brisa says hakori shema v'kofla hareza maguna. If someone says shema and then doubles, repeats, it's considered maguna. Maguna hudavi. Sounds like it's maguna, but shuke lo mishatkina lei, but we don't quiet him down. So you see that being kofl shema doesn't have the same din as being kofl modem. Says mar lo kasha. Hadam milsa milsa v'tanila. When the brisa says that it's only maguna, that means he goes over each word a second time, where people don't speak to two different people in that way, right? If you're having a conversation with two people, you would tell this person the sentence, and then they'll tell that person the sentence. You wouldn't say a word at a time to each one and then keep going back and forth. So it doesn't look like it's speaking l'shtei reshuyos, but ha, da'am rapsuk psuka v'tanilei. When Rabbi Zera says m'shaskmo, so that's if you say the whole pasuk, you say a whole sentence, and then repeat the sentence, because then it looks like you're really speaking to l'shtei reshuyos. Amalei Rav Papa l'Ravas, Rav Papa says, why are we shosek a person who doubles over the phrase of Shema, v'dilma may cover lo kivin daite. Maybe he just didn't have kavana the first time, so he needs to repeat it. V'ashta kivin daite. And now the second time he's having kavana. Amar le chavrusa klapei shemaya. You act toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you're talking to a friend, where you're not careful the first time you speak, and now you repeat it again. So then that's a yilom chavin daite. Machinu le bar zavta tenavcha. If you don't have kavana, we should whack you over the head with a hammer. Ad mechavin daite until you actually have kavana. Meaning, that itself doesn't reflect well on him, the fact that he didn't have kavana. So the only thing is, the Gemara doesn't tell us what you're supposed to do if in fact you don't have kavana. Meaning the Gemara is saying it's terrible. Chabrusa klapei shamayim. How could you act in such a way? But the Gemara doesn't say what to do if in fact a person doesn't have kavana. So that's a kasha that the Achronim deal with, that the Sfasemis and others deal with. So says Gemara, Hamechana ba'arayus m'shaskin osav. If a person is mechana ba'arayus, we quiet him down. So Tan Rav Yosef, klona vivu klonima. What does it mean to be mechana ba'arayus? He learns the pasuk, erva savicha, erva simcha, lo segala. Then it means that you shouldn't say something that's embarrassing about your parents or something like that. Instead of saying that it actually means what it means. So Omer mizar chalotit in lahavir. Someone who says mizar chalotit in lahavir l'molech means not to have a child with a kutis. So Tanit be Rabbi Shmuel, v'yishal b'al kutis v'holim men ben l'avod zara kasam medaber. Right, that's what the Mishnah means to say, that a person, instead of saying it's actually about the avod zara of molech, that it's about having beer with a kutis and having a child that's going to then go worship avod zara. We cannot change the in mikra yosimite pshuto. We cannot change the pshuto shul mikra. There is such a yetzarara that people have to justify their behaviors that are against Pesukim in the Torah, so they try to figure out a way that the Pasuk is only speaking allegorically. So you would think that it doesn't happen, but it does happen. Instead of people somehow, there's a guilty conscience of just rejecting the Torah, so instead of rejecting the Torah, people try to come up with all sorts of fancy interpretations. But we can't, we have to be honest with what the Torah is actually telling us. Okay, so new Mishnah. So we said that someone who was saying so we were talking about Kriyas HaTorah and the Targum of the Torah and being Metargim for the people. So the Tana now identifies particular parts where we have to be Choshesh not to be Metargim, so that we're not Mefarsing too much. So Maisa Ru'uven, the story of Ru'uven, where Vayelech Ru'uven Vayishkav as Bila Pilegesh Aviv, so Nikra V'lo Metargim. You read it in the Shul, but you're not Metargim. We don't want to tell about too much of the Gnus of Ru'uven. Maisa Tamar, the story with Tamar and Yehuda. Yehuda, Nikra Umetargim. It is Nikra and it's Metargim because that ultimately is going to be a Shevach to Yehuda because he ultimately was Moda. We're going to see because that's the greatest praise, that someone who does something wrong and is then Moda that he did something wrong. That's not insulting to him at all. Adrabba, that's the greatest praise of a person. Maisa Egel Rishon. The entire Parsha Se'egel, Nikro Metargim, is translated as well, so that the embarrassment that Klal Yisrael suffers every time we read it should be a kapara for us. Vasheni, the second time it says, when Aaron told the story over to Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as what happened, meaning not the Maisa of the Egel itself, but as Aaron repeats the Maisa to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikro Velo Metargim, because over there it says, V'yotza Ha'egel Azeh, so you have to be choshish, that Amei Arts are going to think that it was Yotze Me'elav, and therefore that it has, that there's something to it. That it's Yesh B'Mamish. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos on Beis says that it's Eino Dom B'Gnai Shel Yachid B'Yachid, or Tzibur B'Tzibur L'Gnai Shel Yachid B'Tzibur. So because of the covenant of Aaron, we're not going to be Metargim. Meaning, if a Tzibur wants to say, we all did something terrible, so, or a Yachid wants to say, I did something terrible, but for a Tzibur to say, Aaron did something terrible, for a Tzibur to be Megan, that's inappropriate. That's how Tosfos understands why Maisei Egel Hasheni is Nikra V'lo Metargim. Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, Maisa David va'Amnon, the story of Amnon with Tamar, when the other Tamar, where it says Amnon ben David, Nikra'in v'lo Metargimin. They're read in the Haftorah, but we're not Metargim. Ein Maftirim b'Merkava, we're not even Maftir at all in the Merkava, because we're afraid people are going to look into it too deeply, and so it's only going to give them sveikos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not choshesh that people are going to ask too many questions. What's going to happen? You're going to read Haftorah, and people are going to be paying such careful attention. Now we never had such a chashash that would happen. Rabbi Lazar Omer, in Maftirin Bahodas Yerushalayim, that we're not Maftir with Hodas Yerushalayim, that speaks about the Gnus of Yerushalayim. We always have to be Mechabit Yerushalayim. We only want to talk about the great praises of Yerushalayim. So Tan Rabban, Yesh Nukrim Metagim, Yesh Nukrim Lo Metagim, Yesh Lo. There are certain parshios that we read and we're metargim, certain parshios that we read we're not metargim, certain parshios that we neither read nor are metargim. Elu nikrim metargim. The following things are nikrim metargim. So balas akha nashva simen. There's a simen to remember what they are. So maisa bereshis, nikrim metargim. The story of the Brias Ha'olam in Shesh Simei Bereshis is nikrim metargim. Pshita. I would think that's pretty fundamental. Why wouldn't we be nikrim metargim such a thing? So ma'adatema asu l'shulim ma'adam Mailamata, I would think that it's going to raise too many questions about Mailamata, you know, what was Lefnim, you know, Mailafnim, Mailachar, what was before, what's after, as Tosos points out on the top, Pirish Mabesov Gvuli Olam, the Mizrach Almar, Vinami Mahir Kodim Shesh Me Bresh Maia Achar Sheikh Lolam. Either it means what space exploration, what happens, you know, at the end of the world, after you reach the end of the world, what's out there, what's beyond there, or Tosos says, probably the more Pashup Shad, Malavne Malachar means what was around before the Shesh Shemei Bereshit, what's going to be after the world is gone, after the world is no longer here. So those are questions that that people should not be contemplating. Maisa Lot Ushtebinos, of the story with Lot and his two daughters that slept with him, Nikro Metargim, where we read it and we're Metargim. So Pshita, Mao de Temenech Shukvadu Avram. Now, I would think we have to be Choshish for the covenant of Avram, who is Lot's uncle, and it's not covenant to say about his Avram Avinu's relative that he engaged in such behaviors, so kamash malan. That's why he comes to tell me that is his kavod, because the daughters were mechavi l'shem shemayim, and that's why the Melech HaMashiach in fact emerged from them. That it's not such a terrible thing to tell over that story, because they were doing l'shem shemayim. Maisa Tamar Yehuda Nikra Metargim. We said the Maisa Tamar Yehuda is read and we're Metargim. It pshita, of course. Why not? So Mal Teim Leich Shul Kavodu Yehuda. I might think we have to be choshish for the covenant of Yehuda, that he, as far as he knew, she was a zona. So he finds a zona in the derech and he sleeps with her. So kamash malan shivchei Yehuda odi. No, that is the greatest shabbach, that ultimately he was moda. Especially where Rashi says that a baskel came out and said that mimeni yatsa adavar, because she was a tznua in her father's household. So I made a gezeira that malachim are going to come from her. So she was a tznua. That's what we learned back on Daf Yudam Beis, that because she was a tznua, and that's why lo hikirosa. Right, the Gemara raised the question. I don't understand, because she was a tsunua,
That's why Ve'echshevel is Zona. That's why he thought that she was a Zona. So Gemara says, no, it means that normally you see a person dressed with tznius, you don't assume that they're a Zona. You would assume the opposite. No, it means that because she was a tznua bebeis chamel, he had no idea what she looked like. So that is a Shevach to Yehuda, that he wasn't makir, that he didn't know her at all. And then ultimately, he was Moda. Maisa Egel Arishon, the story of Egel Arishon, Nikra Umetargim, meaning when we actually read the story of the Egel, so that were Metargim, the actual event itself. So now I would think we have to be choshesh for the covenant of Klal Yisrael. Kamash malon kol shkein denichaluhu davilu kapara. Know that it's better for us to suffer that public embarrassment in reading that parsha, because that's going to get us a kapara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is medayik from the fact that they say that through being korei umetargim the ma'is egel is kapara, that there's kapara lachamisa in such a way, even though with a carbon there is no kapara lachamisa, right? If a person, let's say, doesn't avera and they're mafresh a carbon to bring as a chatas or an asham for the avera that they did, and then it's mesu ba'aleh, then the person who was supposed to bring it dies, so there's no kapara anymore. There's nothing you could do with it to achieve kapara, because ain't kapara liachar misa. But apparently, to suffer humiliation will give kapara liachar misa, even though you would think the person's not here. What kind of humiliation? He's not here to feel the embarrassment. But you see from here that by reading the Maisa Egel, we weren't the ones; it was our forefathers who did it, and apparently that's still going to provide kapara for that generation. Klolos ubrachos, the tochacha in Vayikra and in Dvarim, nikrinu metargamin, we korei and metargamin. So pshita, ma'odetemun nilchosh dilma palga daitayu de tzibura. I might think that it might cause us a chalishu sadas, that all these klolos are going to come. So kamash mulan, therefore comes to tell me that we're not concerned for that, we have to read the klolos anyway. The Marsha writes, even though in the brachos, what's the haba meaning by the brachos? By the brachos not going to give us chalish sadas. The brachos tell us all these wonderful things that are going to happen. But since we're not metagging the klolos, we wouldn't be metagging the brachos either, because zelu umazel aselukim, meaning the haba meaning is that if you're not going to be metagging one, you can't be metagging the other, because you have to be even about it. So asaros va'onshin. We then said that the asaros and the onshin that are written in the Torah nikrinu metargamin. So pshita, of course. So when the Torah tells me you're not allowed to do something, the Torah tells me what the punishment is for something, of course the whole tzibur needs to know that. Of course you're going to translate that. I might think that we have to be choshish that a person is not going to do things l'shem shemayim, and he's going to only do it because of yiras ha'onesh. So kamash v'lan, you don't have to worry about that, because a person. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, "Lo miyaskar adam b'torah mitzav pi shalol l'shma, shemitoch shalol l'shma bal l'shma." So even though in a chinami, it may in fact inspire people to only serve Hashem meyira. Okay, but that we're willing to live with that. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, "Havu kavadam amsham shasrav shalol menas lekabel pras." That really we're supposed to do things l'shem shemayim and not al menas lekabel pras. But nevertheless, you do things shalol l'shma, and ultimately mitoch shalol l'shma it will be bal l'shma. So if a person is going to serve Hashem out of yira, at least he's going to be serving the Ribbono Shel, so it's worthwhile. Maisa Amnon v'Tamar Nikro Metargim. The story with Amnon and Tamar, we read it as Haftorah, and we are Metargim. So Pshita Ma'odei Melechus Liakri De David says, "When I might think we have to worry about the covenant of David." So Kamash Mulan. Therefore, it tells me that it's good that it should be a kapara for his children. So it's something that's worthwhile to read, even though you would think it's embarrassing. Maisa Pelegish Begiva, the story of Pelegish Begiva, that the Bnei Binyamin assaulted this Pilegesh of a man from Bnei Yehuda that was passing through town. Nikra umetargim. We can read it and be metargim. Pshita, of course, why not? Ma'otei melech shel kvodet Binyamin. I might think we have to be choshesh for the kavod of Shevet Binyamin, that such a thing happened in their Shevet. So kamash malan, there again, that it's there will be a kapara, so we'd rather have it, right? The story of Pilegesh Begiva is in the end of Sefer Shoftim. The whole end of Sefer Shoftim has one outlandish, wild story after another, where the Navi is highlighting for us what happens when you have a lack of leadership. It's all an introduction to Sefer Shmuel, where Klal Yisrael needs a king, and Sefer Shoftim sort of highlights for us the need for a king, the need for strong leadership in Klal Yisrael, because if there's no direction, there's no leadership, crazy things happen. People will do things that just totally lack direction. So Pilegish Begiva, of all those stories that appear at the end of Pasal Micha, whatever, that appear at the end of
the Sefer Shoftim, Pilagish Begiva has got to be the wildest one. Hodos Yushlaim is Tov Seha. So the Tochacha in Yecheskel that says the Toevos of Yushlaim, Nikra Umetargim. It's Nikra and Metargim. So Pshita, Lafuke, Mid Rabbi Lazar, notice to tell me not to say like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's not Nikra Metargim. The Tanya Maisa, but the Mechat Shei Kari Lamalami Rabbi Eliezer. One time there was a person that was reading in front of Rabbi Eliezer, Hoda as Yerushalayim as Toav Seha. So Amelo, Rabbi Eliezer said, Achata Bodik Betoevis Yerushalayim, instead of speaking ill of Yerushalayim, Tseu Bedok Betoevis Imcha. Go see if your mother is so clean. So Batku Akrav Matzbo Hashem is Psul. They found that he was a Mamzer. So they did a 23andMe, and he discovered that he had Mamzerus. So the Bryce is telling me, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but you're allowed to be Nikro Metargim, even those Psukim that seem to say not nice things about Yerushalayim. Veilu Nikrim Velo Metargim, and the following things are Nikro but are not Metargim. So Rav Dan Siman, Meisur Uvein Nikro Velo Metargim. The story of Reuven being Yishkav Bila Pilegish Aviv, we read it, but we're not Metargim because of the covenant of Reuven. Umeisur Rabbi Chanin Ben Gamliel Shalach LeKabul, Rabbi Chanin Ben Gamliel once went to Kabul, Vahayukore, Chazan HaKnesses Vahibishkon Yisrael, and the Chazan HaKnesses was reading Vahibishkon Yisrael, which is the pasuk of Parshas Reuven, Va'amar Lo, when Rabbi Chanin Ben Gamliel said, Lamaturgaman, Al Tetargim El Achron, don't be Metargim the first half of the pasuk where it tells the Meisur Reuven, only the second half of the pasuk where it says, Vayu B'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar, Vishimchu Chamin, and the Cham said that was a great idea. Rabbi Chanin did right. Meisa Egel Hasheni Nikrov Lamaturgim, that when Aaron repeats the story of the Egel, you read it, but you're not Metargim. Ezemais Egel Hasheni, Min Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe, from Vayomer Moshe until Vayar Moshe, where it says what Aaron told over to Moshe Rabbeinu. So over there it says, Vayotza Egel Azeh, so we're not Metargim, that people shouldn't think that there's mamish to the Egel, that there's substance to the Egel. But with the Mikra itself, without Targum, they're not going to understand, so it's okay. So now the Gemara brings a Brisa from which we learn that we have to be choshish for that, and that's the reason that we're not Metargim. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Lo Miyadam Zoyer B'Tshuvosav. A person has to be very careful in the way he responds to other people. Shemitok Tshuva Sheishivu Aaron LeMoshe, because the answer that Aaron gave to Moshe, Pakru Ama'arim, caused the chutzpah that people had to say that there's mamish la'avodah zarah, that there's substance la'avodah zarah. Shnemar Vashlicheu Ve'esh Vayetzei Egel Azeh. So it sounds like it was Yatzei Me'at, and that there's substance to the avodah zarah chas v'shalom. So because he was not so careful in the way that he expressed it, that's why it led people to believe in the avodah zarah. Birchas kohanim nikrin v'lo metargim in my taima mishum d'chsiv yisa. The reason we're not metargim birchas kohanim is because it says yisa Hashem panav elecha. So the pasuk says asher lo yisa panim. So therefore we're not metargim it. But when it comes to the reading of the pasuk without a targum, we're not choshish because it doesn't say yisa Hashem es panav. It says yisa Hashem panav elecha. So that's why we could be korei. We just can't be metargim. Meaning the point is, people aren't going to realize that Klal Yisrael deserves to have Yisa Hashem Panim. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Lo Kedai Emel Yisrael Lo Seis Lehem Panim, Ani Amarti Vechalta Vesvata Verachta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when challenged on this very issue, how could it be Yisa Hashem Panim Velecha? I thought you don't show favoritism to anybody. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I show favoritism to those who show favoritism to me, that I ask Klal Yisrael Vechalta Vesvata Verachta, that they should say a Birch Samazon if they eat a Kedai Sviya. And you know they do. Hey, Mochlin, I'd kibetza, I'd kazayis, and they're mevarich brichas hamazon when they eat as little as a kazayis or a kibetza. So I shouldn't be no se panim lahem. So that's not called favoritism when you treat someone in kind. They treat you nicely, so you treat them back nicely. So that's a fair kind of favoritism. But people aren't going to realize that nuance is going to be lost on people if we're metargim. So therefore, we're not metargim, so we don't raise the whole question to begin with. Maisa David va'amnon. Lo Nikron v'lo Metargim. The story of David and Amnon is not Nikro or Metargim because of the covenant of David HaMelech. V'amrit Ma'is Amnon v'tamar Nikro Metargim. What do you mean? What's the story of David and Amnon? Isn't that the story of Amnon and Tamar? And we just said before the story of Amnon and Tamar is Nikro Metargim, and we're not choshish for the covenant of David. Lo Kasha. Ha'duchsiv Amnon ben David. Ha'duchsiv Amnon Stama. When we say that it's not Nikro nor Metargim, it's where it says Amnon ben David. Since it's mentioning David's name, L'gnus, that would be inappropriate. But when we say that it's Nikra Umetargim, that's where it says Amnon Stama, but it doesn't say Ben David. So then we're not so choshish for the covenant of David. So once we mention these parshios, that we're not Korei or Metargim because of the Gnai, the Gemara brings a Braisa as far as Lushonos of Gnai. Tan Rabbanu, Kalam Akrosak Suvin Betorah LeGnai. Anything something that's written in Lashon HaKodesh that's a Gnai, as Halachal Moshe Misinai, Koronos on the Shvach. In Halachal Moshe Misinai, it tells us that the Kri is a Lashon of Shevach, so that we don't be Motzi Dover Maguna Mipiv. Right? That's the first Sugi of Mesachas Pesachim, that a person shouldn't be Motzi Dover Maguna Mipiv. And that's why the first word of Mesachas Pesachim is Or, as opposed to Laila, even though it really means nighttime. Kigon Yishkalena, it says V'ish Acher Yishkalena, we read Yishkavena. Yishkalena is a Lashon Gnai because it's Dafka, a Lashon that means only Mishkav of an Isha, as opposed to Yishkavena could mean a lot of things, so to lie down on a bed or whatever. So it talks about other things as well, so it's less explicit, even though it means the same thing, but it's just less explicit about exactly what it means. Or, for example, Ba'apolim, where Yach HaShem B'Shechim Nitzrayim Ba'apolim, where it's a hemorrhoid or something like that. So Batchorim, we say Batchorim, which again is not as explicit, it can mean more things. Or Charyonim, where it means excrement of a dove. Davyonim, we say bodily fluids. So Enochinami, excrement is a bodily fluid of a dove, but we'd rather not identify exactly with such specificity. Lecholos Chorehem, again, referring to excrement. Lishtos is meme shinehem. So lecholos tawasam, lishtos is meme raglehem. So instead we read it as lecholos tawasam and lishtos is meme raglehem, which is more of a lashonaki, even though it doesn't mean anything else. It obviously refers to that, but it's more of a lashonaki. Limucha ra'os, that also talks about the whole of the Beis HaRei, and it means that he makes his place of Beis HaKisei. Limotza'os, so it's a more of a lashonaki. Rabbi Shuvan Karchomer, Limacharos, Kishman, Mneshu Gnai Lavod Zchavim. No, but there was some at Avod Zara. So in order to be Magana the Avod Zara, Adrabi, you should say it in the Lashon Gnai. Amr of Nachman, Kole Tzenusa, Asira Barmi, Litzenusa, Davod Zchavim. This highlights the point that a person is not supposed to make Leitzanus except for Leitzanus of Avod Zara. Right? I remember as a child in elementary school that the Rebbeim would refer to Kratzmach and they would refer to Yashka as cheese and crackers and things like that. I thought, how immature. But no, you're supposed to make a Leitzanus of Avodah Zarah. You have to be careful the company you're in, but in a yeshiva, it's okay. You're supposed to make a Leitzanus of Avodah Zarah. Deshari, that's mutter. Dechsiv kara ba'al kares. Uchsiv karsu karu yachtav lo yachlu malit masa. That they're not able to be motzi tzawa like other people. So those are Leshonos of Gnai and mockery of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Ami Amar Mehacha, that we learn from the following. Le eglos, for the two agolim of Avodah Zarah that it had, one in Dan and one in Beis Oven, in Beisel, Yaguru Shchan Shomron. The Shechinim and Shomron were fearful that they say, how could be they protect the how could they protect us? They can't even protect themselves. Kiavel Alavimo, the nation that believed in the Egel is Misablanidu Kamario Valov Yagilu Al Kvodo Kigolamimenu Altikri Kvodo El Kvedo. That we don't read Kvodo, but Kvedo, the heavy burden of their excrement. So it's making a mockery. Amar Afunu Bar Menochem Shreid Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika. Shari Leil Bar Yisrael Lemeimer Leil Ovid Chavim. A Jew is allowed to say to an Ovid Chavim, Shak Leil Ovid Chavim, take your Avod Zara Va'anche B'Shin Tav, and put it in the Shin Tav Shalo, which is a reference to the Makom Erva. Amar Rav Ashi, even though we normally shouldn't speak such ways. Amar Rav Ashi, Haiman Desani Shot, meaning you tell him where he can stick his Avod Zara. Amar Rav Ashi, Haiman Desani Shomani, someone who has a bad reputation, that he's a noif, that he's an adulterer, Shari Lezui B'Gimel Shin. You're allowed to be Mevazahim with Rashi Teva's Gimel Shin, to be Mevazahim that he's a Bar Girt or a Ben Zona, that's Gimel Shin. Haiman Deshaper Shomani, someone who has a positive reputation, Shari Lishbucha, you're allowed to be Meshabeachim in order that people shall learn from his Maisim Tovim. Oman Deshapcha Inuchlo Brachas Al Rosho, and someone who praises him should be gebenched. Well, of course you're allowed to praise someone who does good things. The parak just wants to end with something positive. We just said a lot of not such nice things, so we wanted to say something nice. So Adron Lachakari Samigil Omi Belsam, tomorrow we'll pick up with the final parak of Maseches Megillah. Have a great day, everybody.